News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting that the economy grew by an estimated 0.9% for the July to September 2017 quarter relative to the corresponding period last year. PIOJ Director General Dr. Wayne Henry says growth was driven by a 1.1% expansion in the services industry and 0.1% growth in the goods-producing industry.
The economy has only recorded one quarterly decline in GDP in 2017, which was attributed largely to the adverse weather conditions experienced. When you consider the general buoyancy in the economy, including increased industrial activities and strong employment growth, we can see that the economy is showing positive signs.
Dr. Henry was speaking at the PIOJ's quarterly media briefing last week. All civil servants will be part of the pilot phase of the National Identification System, NIDS, set to be rolled out in January 2018. NIDS Program Director Warren Vernon says upon registration, persons will be required to give biometric data and other personal information. Mr. Vernon says the biometric data is a key component of NIDS, ensuring that each person's identity is unique. An extensive verification process will also be undertaken to ensure the data collected from individuals is accurate.
In a digital society, the traditional means of verifying someone by way of what a person has, such as your first name, your date of birth, where you were born, by way of what a person knows, such as your password and your PID that you use, are in fact no longer adequate, are in fact no longer sufficient to verify or to guarantee who you say you are.
The Ministry of National Security has announced a new 45-day traffic ticket amnesty. The new amnesty will run from November 27, 2017 to January 13, 2018. Speaking in Parliament last Tuesday, Portfolio Minister Robert Montague explained that motorists had called for an extension of the previous three-month amnesty, which ended October 31. He's encouraging persons with outstanding traffic tickets to make use of the new amnesty.
It is noteworthy that during the amnesty, motorists will not be denied the option of contesting their tickets in court. However, motorists will have to abide by the decision of the court and cannot thereafter utilize the amnesty offer. Additionally, motorists who do not avail themselves of the amnesty will be vigorously pursued by the strong arm of the law after the amnesty period is concluded.
Minister Montague says a public education campaign will be rolled out to encourage motorists to use the online portal of Tax Administration Jamaica to make payments. And Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, Christine Lagarde, is proposing the creation of special bonds for the Caribbean to help bolster the region's ability to rebound from major natural disasters. Ms. Lagarde says this is one of several measures being put forward by the IMF to help the region build up long-term defenses to extraordinary weather events, expected to increase in intensity going forward.
What we will do is convene a special event with all the major public and private stakeholders to explore options, not for pledging funds, but to explore the options for building resilience in the region, including risk mitigation, debt management strategies, particularly designed bonds for the future. And in this effort, we will not be traveling alone.
The IMF chief was speaking at the opening ceremony for the 2017 high-level IMF forum last week. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-1830-3. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.